nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another, to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Ecclesiastes 4, 8 through 12. Now here in the book of Ecclesiastes tonight, if you're a single person and you don't partner with some other person, it says you don't get the satisfaction of your work benefiting anyone else. Verses 8 and 9. Or if you walk alone and fall to the ground so that you can't get back up by yourself, then it is better if one walks with you who can pick you up when you fall down and can't get up. And in verse 11, it talks about the possibility of one person sleeping exposed to the cold night air and the danger of hypothermia or of freezing to death. But when two people have partnered to survive such coldness by sharing their heat, combining their body heat, then they can succeed many times in staying alive. So now the first half of verse 12, it says that if, in that first half of verse 12, it says that if one person is attacked, he may not have enough strength to beat off his attacker, but if he has somebody with him, he and the partner may be able to beat off the attacker better than if he was alone. Then finally, in Ecclesiastes 4:12, the second part of the verse is the one I've chosen for the text tonight. It says there, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. I'm sure you can understand tonight that if you have a single cord, it is not very hard to pull that cord apart. If you intertwine two cords together so that two are stronger than one and you try to pull them apart, it's very difficult to pull it apart immediately. But now if you add a third cord and you weave them all three together and you try to pull them apart immediately, it's well nigh impossible. A threefold cord, the Bible says here, is not easily broken. So based upon Ecclesiastes 4:12, the second part, I want to apply this verse to the children here that you have and that perhaps you should have in the Christian school or would help you. And I want to apply this verse to your children and to those of you that are concerned about our children in today's society. And my message tonight is you should partner with us to profit your child. You should partner with us to profit your child. Number one, by your partnering with the local New Testament church. Our school, we make no apology, is not a government-run school. We don't take any money from any government whatsoever. We don't want it that way. Right. We're a Baptist school. We believe in that sense of separation of church and state. And so we don't partner with the government for our school because we don't want the government telling us we have to teach evolution. We don't want the government to tell us we have to do politically correct stuff. And so you would be wise to partner with the local church to profit your child. The Bible says in Acts 2:41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And I'll make no bones about it, our school is benefited by the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God to save people. We make no apology to say that every one of you are born in this world headed to hell. Everyone is born in sin and is subject to God's judgment, and nobody's going to get to heaven by being good because our sin has spoiled us. But we preach the wonderful gospel that there's one person that didn't sin. That was because he was not only a man born of a virgin, but he was God, and his name is Jesus, the Christ of God. And we proclaim that if you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, put your faith in him to save you, that you'll become born again and your life will be changed. And that is what we see in young people. Do you know most of the people that are saved when they're young? They're saved when they're young. Thank God he still saves people older. I had a 77-year-old lady that got saved when I gave her the gospel as she was leaving church. Thank God for that. I baptized her out in a river, and I did her funeral, and she's in heaven. Thank God. Led her husband to the Lord. He was 80-some years old. But that's rare. It's rare. And by the way, if you're here tonight and you're not 100% sure that you're going to heaven, that's likely because you're relying on yourself. You need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. And you need to get saved. And that's the invitation tonight to partner with us. You have to be saved. You know, I have the benefit to go out and knock on doors, and there's a young lady I'm thinking of tonight. She's a cheerleader in elementary school, in a public school. And this young lady, she heard the gospel, got saved, got baptized, joined this church. She's just elementary age. Young girl. And she started coming to Sunday school, and it was in Miss Diane Payone's class, and she's telling me how much she loves Sunday school. She loves her Sunday school teacher, and she loves Jesus. And you know what she's been telling me and some others? I want to go to Revival Baptist Christian School. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for young people that have been saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they want to come to our school. In fact, the two kind of ways that we get students are, number one, students that have been born again and saved by Jesus, and now they want more. They want more than the government school. They want a school that's based on God's word, on creation, not evolution, on the Bible, not on man's philosophy. That's what we're looking for. Maybe the parent doesn't know the Lord, but they don't mind them going to the Christian school. Maybe they don't have the money. They don't mind having a scholarship to go, and we can benefit their life. And what a blessing. The other person that we get is this family that have a father and a mother, and they love God, and they love the Bible. They're into the church here, and they're serving God, and they say, we want our child not only to be brought up in our home in the Lord, but we want their schooling to be based in the Bible. And they get involved in our Christian school. You know, community is so important. I just watched my aunt's funeral. My dad's sister, the only one left from my dad's family, she just passed away in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They just had her funeral. We watched it on the big screen in my home today. I couldn't help but think, my daughter was telling me as she watched it, I appreciate the Dutch community. My dad came from a Dutch immigrant background. The people in Michigan, where I am from, they have the church, the Christian school, and the home is based in Christianity. It's a Dutch community, but it's so strong, and everybody reinforces the other in the background of that school. Now, I'm a Baptist. I came out of that, but I can appreciate the blessing of family and church and school. What am I saying to you? Don't be an island tonight. Make sure Jesus is in your heart and that you're saved. And make sure that you get baptized and get into a Bible-believing church, and you can then help your student that wants that very same thing. And that will help them when it comes to overcoming what's going on in the world today. You should partner with us to profit your child by partnering with a New Testament local church. Number two, by your partnering with God's plan for your home and your family. Now, that's in Genesis 1:27. It says, "So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them."
Right.
I took my granddaughter out to lunch. And one of my granddaughters took her out to lunch. My wife and I took her out. And we were eating lunch. And we asked her why she left this particular group that she was in, because she's very successful in doing it. She said, because they asked what our pronouns were. They asked what our pronouns were. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, we don't ask that around Revival Baptist Christian School. We tell them what the Bible says. Our pronoun is Adam and Eve. It's not Adam and Steve or Adam and Eve and Edie. It's simply male and female. Created he them. And we need to have a home that is based upon that. I know that there are, God hates divorce, and I know that there are single parent homes, and my hat is off to those that go on and try to serve God after divorce and the devastation of divorce. But that's not God's original plan. He wants marriage. Marriage of one man to one woman. And you know what the threefold cord is? Jesus is at the top of that marriage. We try to have, in my wife and I, in our marriage, one will in our marriage. And we teach in our Christian school, it's good for you to get married, amen? It's better to marry than to burn. People today, they don't get married because why should you buy the cow when you're getting the milk for free? That's the society we live in today. But that's not what's taught here. No. That physical intimacy of marriage is only for those that have entered into a holy covenant of marriage with God and witnesses. And we need to get back to that. And I remember when Joe Biden was president, not just too long ago. Actually, he wasn't president. He stole it. But I remember when Joe Biden was occupying the White House, or maybe nobody was home when he was occupying it. The lights were on, but nobody was home there. I didn't see anybody. But anyway, it was popular to have transsexuals educating children and all this garbage and mutilating children. You notice how that's changing?
Yes.
Somebody stood up and said, "I'm president. It's going to be male and female." Well, we need that in the government. We need that in the church. We need that in the home. And so we're just saying that fathers have been AWOL, and we want to see fathers and husbands back. God ordained government, but God did not ordain government to raise children. You know who has government raise children? The communists. You know why? Because they do not want strong citizens that know God and know God's morality. They want to control everything. They want absolute power. Marxist communism that Hillary Clinton believes in and the rest of those guys, they don't believe in what we're talking about here. But we're saying that you should partner with us to profit your child by partnering with a New Testament, Bible-believing, independent, fundamental Baptist church, by partnering with God's plan for marriage and the home. And the Bible says in Psalm 127:3, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." You know, children need both a father and mother.
Right.
And they need them in the home.
Right.
Satan doesn't want that. You should partner with us and strengthen that home and strengthen that family. But it won't be unless Jesus Christ is first of all the head of your life, and then you could have that kind of married. And what a blessing it is. I looked this up even today, but children with parents, listen to this, children with parents who are married rather than just shacking up together, over their lifetime, their medium income is doubled. Just because they came from a home with married parents, not just two people shacking up together. Their median income is almost double. You know, we've seen this in our church and in our school. We have bus ministry, and we send out buses and bring in people from underprivileged situations. They're underprivileged because they don't come from a two-parent home. They don't come from a home with marriage and a family. And they're dependent on the government. You know what? God doesn't want Uncle Sam to be your daddy. But that's the way it's been. You know, Lyndon Johnson, I remember it well. Lyndon Johnson, he had the Great Society, and he was a liberal and a guy that was using government, you know. And he said, we will benefit the black community, and we will provide for the black community. And he almost destroyed the black community. You know why? Because if you take a caterpillar trying to get out of a cocoon, how many know what I'm talking about, a caterpillar in a cocoon? Raise your hand. I just want to be sure. If you try to help that caterpillar get out of the cocoon, do you know what will happen? That caterpillar will die once it gets out. But if you let it struggle and struggle, you know what that caterpillar will become when it gets through that cocoon? It'll fly like a butterfly.
Yeah, butterfly.
Right? And that's what God wants. He wants the home not to be destroyed, so that we need the government to provide and Uncle Sam be the daddy. No, God doesn't want it that way. I was just talking to Mrs. Majeski. It does a good job with homeschooling, and her son just got hired by some homeschoolers because they found out they have a great work ethic. Amen. And that's the way it should be. I taught my sons, you better work, because the Bible says the man should be the main breadwinner in the home. Right. Let me pull that in reverse. The man should be the good. You know what? We've got women outside the home trying to compete, and it just destroys. Then they get into immorality and all kind of problems. God wants the man to be the main breadwinner outside the home. That's in the Bible. And so I'm just saying, you should partner with us to profit your child by partnering with the New Testament local church, by partnering with God's plan for the home, and finally, by your partnering with God's plan for the school. In Galatians 3:24 and Galatians 4:1-2, it talks about the school. It says, wherefore the law was given, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors, or schoolmaster, until the time appointed of the Father. See, here in Galatians 3:24 and 4:1-2, it talks about a father appointing a schoolmaster to teach his child certain things. And thus our role at RBCS is to serve the Christian home and the father of the Christian home. By the way, it's interesting to me that the Jewish father, which was a biblical father, he did three things for his son. You know what he did? Number one, he made sure that he learned the Tanakh, which was the Bible. He had to make sure he learned the Bible. That meant he had to know the Bible himself. And I noticed my grandfather, he had a Christian home, and he taught the Bible, and he was in a good church, and all of that. And what a difference that made. And the kids went to Christian school. And the father, he would make sure that son knew his Bible. Boy, we need that today. Fathers that'll teach the Bible, right, to their children. My son-in-law, he they have homeschool, and he teaches all the Bible classes and the history classes. They're traveling to Greece right now to do history and look at the Parthenon and all that. But the father did that. Number two, the father had to make sure, listen to this, that the son had a trade. You know, it's sad. Kids go to these secular universities and they unlearn everything the parents taught them. And when they get out of there, they can't get a job half the time because they don't have any practical skills. They learn how to chug whiskey and beer and fornicate, but they don't have practical skills. Go down to Pensacola, Florida and act like dogs and cats on the beaches. But they don't have. No wonder America needs a change and another great awakening. And so that's our vision here. We want to get back and a father teaching not only the Tanakh, the Word of God, but teaching a son a trade or making sure he goes and apprentices with somebody that is gifted in the area where his son is gifted and knows how to make money. So that, you know, they say work is not work if you're doing something you love to do. And God makes us with certain abilities. And we need, and so the father would make sure, what is the gift of my child? And then get him in that realm. I didn't have the same gifts my dad had. Very different. But I'm glad I got where I needed to be because I'm doing what I should be doing. Thirdly, the father would make sure that he got the right wife. The right wife. Boy, there's nothing better than to have a good woman. Her price is far before. I know I got one. I know others in this church, they've got them. I didn't find my wife in a honky-tonk. I didn't find my wife, you know, somewhere out there. I found her in an independent fundamental Baptist church that I was attending in Florida while I was working down there. And that's what we want. We want our sons to get wives that are good women, tested women, and building homes. And that is God's plan. And a lot of our ladies, not only, I mentioned Mrs. Bajeski, she not only has homeschool, but she has worked in our Christian school as a teacher and done a phenomenal job, along with other ladies that are here tonight. It's just such a blessing. You should partner with us here at RBCS because a threefold cord is not easily broken. The local church, get involved. Partnering with God's plan and having your home be what God wants it to be. And then getting in with a school that believes that the church and the home are important and we serve their needs to help them. Let's bow for prayer, every head bowed, every eye closed. I wonder tonight, you've heard the word of God, and God may have spoken to your heart of something you need. Perhaps you need to trust Jesus Christ and to be sure you're going to heaven. Perhaps you need to get baptized, join a church if you're saved. Perhaps you need to straighten out your home according to the Bible, that God will help you to do.